All right, rockers and rollers, welcome back to the Rock Pod, where the 80s never left, the riffs are loud, and someone, somewhere, is definitely wearing leather pants in the wrong weather. I'm Jimmy, your host, your friend, your tour guide to all things loud, proud, and occasionally spandexed. And today, we are diving into one of the most high-octane, sweat-banded, arena-ready rock bands of the 80s. We're talking about Loverboy. That's right, the band that made red leather pants a lifestyle. The band that made Friday night feel like a holiday. The band that made working for the weekend not just relatable, but an anthem. Strap in, grab your bandanas, and hydrate properly because this one's gonna be a ride. Welcome to the Rock Pod. It all starts in Calgary, Alberta. Yeah, Canada, land of politeness, hockey, and surprisingly killer rock bands. Mike Reno, born Mike Reinowski in 1955, was a drummer before he became the guy who belted "Everybody's Watching to See What You Will Do." Let me say that again. Mike Reno, the frontman, started on drums. Imagine working for the weekend, sung from behind a drum kit. It doesn't hit quite the same. Meanwhile, across the Canadian wilderness, guitarist Paul Dean was shredding his way through bands like Scrubaloo Kane and Streetheart. Yeah. Building a reputation as a serious player with serious chops and not so serious hair. In 1979, these two future icons met in, you guessed it, Calgary. They didn't meet in some smoky Hollywood club. They didn't meet backstage at a mega concert. No. They met through the Canadian music scene grapevine. Think rock and roll, but with universal health care. They clicked instantly. Reno's voice, Dean's guitar, and a shared dream of world domination. Boom. Loverboy was born. They brought in Doug Johnson on keyboards, Scott Smith on bass, RIP, lost tragically at sea in 2000, and Matt Frenette, drums. That lineup, tight, lean, stadium ready. Rock. In 1980, they released their debut album simply titled Loverboy. And folks, this thing caught fire everywhere but Canada first. Seriously, the U.S. went nuts for Loverboy before Canada jumped on board. And back then, the Canadian music establishment was like, yeah, very good, but come back when the Americans validate you. And they did. Songs like The Kid Is Hot Tonight and Turn Me Loose became massive radio hits. And Turn Me Loose became the ultimate I'm quitting my job and buying a motorcycle I definitely can't afford anthem. And the album, yeah, it went platinum in Canada 7 times. 7 times. That's one platinum certification for every headband worn during recording. Rock Pod. In 1981, Loverboy releases the album that cements them as 80s rock royalty. Get Lucky. This record is still considered one of the best AOR albums ever made. The cover? Oh, you know it. Those iconic red leather pants, photographed from behind. That wasn't a stock image. That wasn't a model. That was some random dude on stage at the studio. Fun fact, it wasn't even Mike Reno or Paul Dean. The band saw the photo and said, yep, that's the mood. That's the vibe. Roll with it. Track list includes Working for the Weekend, When It's Over, Take Me to the Top, and Lucky Ones. Working for the Weekend is not just a hit, it's a cultural phenomenon. That opening do-do-do, is scientifically proven to raise Friday afternoon productivity by 300%. The song has appeared in movies, TV shows, commercials, sports arenas, and countless karaoke bars where people absolutely should not belt high notes. Mike Reno wore sweatbands purely for function at first, but then fans started showing up wearing them. Suddenly, sweatbands became part of the Loverboy merch ecosystem. Legend has it that Reno once threw one into the crowd and a fan grabbed it, fainted, and then came to holding it like a holy relic. Is it true? Who knows? But it's very on brand. Paul Dean was known for practicing scales backstage at an ungodly volume. Other bands complained. Dean didn't care. He was chasing tone like Indiana Jones was chasing artifacts. Scott's bass lines were consistently underrated. Fans often said he looked like he was casually doing taxes on stage while simultaneously holding down the groove. A true legend. Rock Pod. Okay, now here's what's crazy. By the mid-80s, Loverboy drops Keep It Up, 1983. Loving Every Minute of It, 1985. Wild Side, 1987. And the hits keep coming. Hot Girls in Love, Loving Every Minute of It, written by Mutt Lange. This Could Be the Night, Queen of the Broken Hearts, Heavenly in Your Eyes from the Top Gun soundtrack. And they are MTV darlings. The videos, pure 80s, leather, smoke machines, wind fans blowing in unnecessary directions. Hey, it was art. Rock. But like every great rock band story, by the late 80s, rock trends shift. Grunge is warming up in the garage. Big Hair is on the way out. Loverboy slows down. Breaks up in 1988. Reunites. Breaks up again. Reunites again. Like many great 80s bands who treat reunions like seasonal allergies. Tragedy hits in 2000 when bassist Scott Smith is lost at sea after a boating accident. The band is devastated but continues, honoring his legacy by playing the music he helped create. And guess what? They're still out there touring, sounding amazing, and reminding fans that the 80s are eternal. Mike Reno still hits those notes. Paul Dean still shreds. Doug Johnson still brings the keys. And Matt Frenette still anchors the beat. They are staples of summer rock festivals, casino tours, amphitheaters, and the I forgot how many hits Loverboy had until they started playing them crowd. And here's why Loverboy matters. Loverboy's music has staying power because it's fun, it's energetic, it's timeless 80s rock, it taps into universal themes, the hooks are undeniable, and they never took themselves too seriously. They weren't trying to be Led Zeppelin, they were trying to make good, loud, joyful rock and roll. Mission accomplished. Rock Pod. All right, rockers, that's our dive into the world of Loverboy, Canada's headband heavy heroes of the 80s. Whether you discovered them in high school, heard them blasting from the radio, or danced to them at a wedding reception, their music hits the same every time. Thanks for listening to The Rock Pod, where the music is loud, the stories are wild, and the pants are, well, preferably not leather at this temperature. I'm Jimmy, reminding you that we're all just working for the weekend. Catch you next time right here on The Rock Pod. All killer, no filler. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow The Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes. And be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for The Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip.